Chapter 2. The Fort. An Outpost of Progress. Joseph Conrad. October 2003. After a brief layover in Uzbekistan, a common insertion point for Afghanistan-bound troops, the C-17 set us down at Bagram Air Base, the large military installation in Parwan Province that housed the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force, CJSOTF, for Operation Enduring Freedom. There at the base's operational headquarters, Camp Vance, we were put through the expected routine of reporting, briefing, processing, and prepping for our upcoming infill. I disliked the paperwork, but the briefings did give me a clearer sense of where we were headed. The capital of Kunar Province is the small city of Asadabad, which sits at the junction of the Kunar and Pesh rivers, about 6 miles from the Pakistan border. On its outskirts lay a military base known variously as the Puchigar Army Fire Support Base, Forward Operating Base, FOB, Asadabad, and simply ABAD. It was at this FOB that we were to be stationed. By all accounts, ABAD was a well-run military establishment and well-defended by a combination of regular infantry, special forces teams, CIA guys, and Afghan irregulars whom the CIA had trained. Nobody suggested, however, that it was an unthreatened site. A Russian post during the Soviet occupation, it had been overrun in the 1980s by a Mujahideen force that had slaughtered the entire garrison rather than taking prisoners. In its new incarnation, the post had been coming under attack from insurgents, in some cases, no doubt, the Mujahideen's children. In mid-July, three coalition soldiers were wounded by an IED just south of the base. Later that month, a B-52 had to respond to rocket attacks on the compound itself, and additional rocket attacks had occurred in August. As we boarded a Chinook for transport to Asadabad, we were well aware that we were entering a war zone. The Hilo flight took about an hour. There were 9 of us on this hop. The 8 who had come from Bragg, plus an Air Force air support specialist, Courtney Hinson, who had joined us at Camp Vance in Bagram. Courtney was a young stud who was likable the minute you met him. He liked us too. Coming from a large Texas family, he had asked to be assigned to us because of our positive work ethic, which recalled one of his father's favorite sayings, "Many hands make light work." Still in his 20s, Courtney was already a seasoned combat veteran, having seen action.